and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible women. I have with me Carol Cram and Melissa Sack. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Lovely to be here.
So excited you're both here, and I would love to learn more about you. So, Carol, go ahead and let us know where we can find you on the internet.
Well, hi. I am on, my podcast is called the Art in Fiction Podcast. So you can find me anywhere podcasts are found. You can also find me at www.artinfiction.com because my podcast goes along with my website, which is called Art in Fiction. And the point of Art in Fiction and of the podcast is to feature novels that are inspired by the arts, because in addition to being a podcaster, I'm also a novelist myself. So I've got four novels published right now at the moment. And because my novels have things to do with the arts, one's about a painter, one's about a musician, another's about an actress, etc., I thought that there'd be lots of other authors who also write novels inspired by the arts. Turns out there are. So a lot of them. So I launched Art in Fiction, the actual website, about a year and a bit ago. And then I thought to myself, why don't I also do a podcast? So the Art in Fiction podcast came along about 6 months after I launched Art in Fiction. So that's what I do. When I'm not writing novels, I'm doing the website and the podcast.
I love that. What a great fresh idea, and obviously very personal to you. And I love the idea that you're able to talk specifically about one aspect of fiction, but obviously you have experience in all of it. That's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's been great fun so far. Basically what I do on my podcast is interview other authors, not just authors. Sometimes I do other things, but everything's related in some ways to the arts, because that's my thing.
I love it. I love it. All right, Melissa, what about you? Where can we find you?
Well, whoever planned this planned it perfectly, because my show is called the Brooke Reading Podcast. And the Brooke Reading Podcast was grown out of just my voracious love of reading. So I review a book a week, including any like supplemental articles that I find out about it, or if it had been adapted into a movie or a play or anything like that. And I give it a review, chapter summary, talk about the author. I do author biographies. And now it's grown into this massive thing where I have also recently started to reach out to independent authors and interview them. So I've gotten a whole lot of like indie books to feature it on the show, which is fantastic. It's been so much fun. You can find Brooke Reading on all of the podcatchers as well. Or if you want to find me on all the social media, it's all on www.brookreadingpodcast.com. This month, due to the fact that it's April, it's actually my big Shakespeare extravaganza.
Yay.
So I've been, it's been so much fun. We just finished covering Midsummer Night's Dream, and then we're going to be covering Julius Caesar. And in June, I'm actually working with some friends and other podcasters to do a radio play of scenes from A Midsummer Night's Dream. So that's my big project that'll be dropping this summer. And I'm super excited.
Oh, that's so fun. I love how you are kind of taking this idea and just running with it and making it your own and making it special and making it you. I love that about podcasts, is how everything can be, you know, oh yes, there's so many different reading and book related podcasts out there, but this one is so special to you. And the fact that you're like, oh, let's do Shakespeare, like, fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it so much. And I'm so happy that you both are here. Let's get started with the very first question. And I would love to know how you started listening to podcasts and what were some of those first ones that you found?
Okay. Well, I will have to make a little bit of a confession. I don't listen to the podcasts all that much. I listen to audiobooks a lot. That tends to be my audio hit. But the very first podcast that I really kind of got into actually had nothing to do with the arts or books or anything like that. It was actually called, Gold Digger. Oh, yes. Okay. A podcast that I started listening to, about 2 years ago was called the Gold Digger Podcast, which is actually a small business podcast. The woman that runs it, a young woman named Jana Kutcher, is just one of those really great sort of motivational marketing kind of gurus. She's very good at what she does. And so I just started listening to the podcast for marketing ideas for, you know, various other things that I do. And actually it was because of listening to her and her often doing episodes on start a podcast that I thought, I guess I could do that too. So, that was the first podcast I ever listened to. And I still tune into her podcast every so often, really just to get motivated and to get the marketing skills that everybody needs nowadays.
Yeah, I love Jenna and I love the voice. Yes, she's so wonderful. And I love that this is the first podcast that you kind of found and listened to. And, you know, there's so much inspiration you can get from so many different people, and podcasts make it so easy to get it, just kind of throw it in your ears whenever you're ready for it. And there's no stress or worry. You can get it when you want and not when you don't want it. And I love that.
It is. It's fantastic. I mean, yeah, because it's still a pretty new medium, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, Melissa, what about you? What got you started listening?
Well, the first couple of networks that I was listening to, like all the time, super big, around 10 years ago, probably, or maybe a little more now, when the Nerdist Network was really big, they did a lot of pop culture shows. And I was fans of all the comedians that ran that network. So my friends and I were listening to all of their shows. And then through that, discovered new shows. I was also listening to the Smodcast, which is run by Kevin Smith, the director of all those movies. He has an entire network of podcasters. So I started listening to all of those. And then around the time that my show started, so about 3.5 years ago, I discovered a lot of indie shows, and my friends were recommending some indie shows to me too, which now are no longer indie either. They're grown huge, like My Favorite Murder and Last Podcast on the Left, which, you know, that kind of led me into the thinking of like, wow, these guys started out indie. They just started groups with their friends. And my friends and I started talking about that too. And, you know, that kind of led into what I'm doing now.
I love that. The inspiration from other people, starting small, starting indie, being able to really like be passionate about a topic or a subject or whatever you want, an idea that you have in your mind, and that translates to your own ideas. And that's kind of how it's kind of like an infection, I think, podcasting. Yes. It comes and it breeds and it just can't get it out of your brain.
Well, it's, I think, yeah, because it's so versatile. There's so much that you can do and you can have so much fun with it. Yeah, no, I know every few weeks I go, I'm going to do something new. Yeah, it's great.
I love it. All right. What made you want to pick up your microphone and start recording your own podcast?
Well, it's because I had the Art and Fiction podcast and I'd been listening to Jenna, and I have a background as a teacher and also in the theater a little bit. And I just thought I need to have something to go along with the website, and what better way than to chat with authors. And because I'm a novelist myself, I wanted to talk with authors about their novels, but also about the writing process and sort of reach people who are writers themselves and want to get inspired. So really, I just decided I could learn how to do this. And I really believe it's always a good thing to keep learning new things. And I knew nothing about podcasts at all. And I just thought, well, you know, you can't stay still. You've got to keep learning. And, now I want to do a bit more with video. But yeah, I think really I just wanted to explore this new medium, well, new to me medium, and also convince myself that, yeah, I could learn how to do it.
Love that. And you picked a great, you know, something that you are obviously passionate about, obviously aware of, you know what you're doing. it just makes sense to, hey, let's do a podcast. Especially, I mean, if Jenna tells you to do something, then by golly, you got it. You just got
to
do it.
I know. I'd love to be Jenna when I grow up, but I don't know. although she's like 30 years younger than me, but yeah, she's amazing. She's really tapped into something.
I love it. I love it. All right, Melissa, what about you?
So I actually just kept thinking about how I love to talk and how can I parlay talking to an audience when I don't have an audience in front of me all the time. I did the same thing. I did a little bit of research on how to record and how to edit. And then I had to think about what I wanted to talk about. And that ended up being the easiest choice for me because I am the person in my circle of people that go like, oh, can you recommend me a book to read? And I don't just grab something off my shelf blindly and lend it to them or whatever. I go through like a questionnaire. I'm like, well, do you want a beach read? Do you want something heavier? Do you want a memoir? Do you want like, I have to go through this entire spiel with people before I can recommend them something. So I said to myself like, okay, cool. Maybe I can just do that for anybody who wants to listen. And then also, my apartment is located right next to a brook. So it just gave me the idea for the cutest name ever. Instead of book reading, it's called Aww. Brook reading.
I love it. That's so cute. And
thanks.
I adore the fact that you are that kind of recommendationer person. I do the same thing for books, but also for podcasts. When people are like, oh, I need a podcast, it's like, okay, well, buckle down. I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions because not every podcast is for everybody, which is what's so great about this medium is that it could be anything. Like, what style? What do you like? Do you want a couple people talking? Do you want a very like high-end, highly edited, you know, NPR style? Do you want a storytelling? Yeah. Do you want to learn? Do you want to be entertained? Like, what is the purpose? Tell me your purpose. Tell me your goals. I love the fact that you have different books in that same vein. That's just fantastic. I love it so much. I swear this episode, all I'm going to be saying is how much I love it, but it's true.
No, that's great.
All right. We're going to take a little bit of a mini break. If you were going to pick up your phone and start your podcast app of choice, what episode of what podcast would start playing?
I think right now it would be something from a fellow literary podcaster. What's it called now? It's called Inside the Writer's Studio. It's a novelist by the name of Charlie Lovett, who actually launched my second season a few weeks ago. He's a fantastic author. Oh, Melissa, if you haven't read his books, he's so good. I don't know if you've ever heard of Charlie Lovett. But anyway, his
No, but I will take a note.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
I mean, if you love Shakespeare and books and anyway, you can have a look at my episode about him because he's such a great author. I really, really like him. And anyway, so he launched my second season, my interview with him. And then he told me about his podcast, which is another thing I love about podcasting because you
Perfect.
Keep hearing about other people's podcasts. So I think that's what would be, that's what's playing right now. He's got an interview with one of the novelists, Melanie Benjamin, who's on my website, Art and Fiction. Her books are listed there. And I'm actually considering reaching out to her as well. So I thought, oh, I'll listen to what he has to say first.
Oh, perfect. Love that. All right, Melissa, what about you?
So currently I opened up Spotify. I was doing a lot of driving today, so I had Spotify on constantly. And the last one that I was listening to, I needed definitely like a funny, I had kind of like a low day, so I needed a pick-me-up. So I turned on one of my favorite podcasts. It's called Page 7. And I think it's based on the Page 6 entertainment and culture section of like the newspaper. I think that's what that's called. But they call theirs Page 7. So, hey, they're not ripping it off. but their style is hysterical. There's three hosts and one of them, her voice, just her tone, her general like gregarious nature and excitement reminds me of my best friend. So it just sounds like I'm having, you know, or listening to a conversation with my friends. And they have the funniest segments, and I'm not into really entertainment news, but they make it attractive to anybody. So like I said, I needed a laugh, and I halfway home I've listened to this episode before. That's the thing. I will go back and repeat episodes because especially I'll earmark ones that I'm like, oh, that was a funny one. I'm going to need to listen to that on a day. So I went back and did that, and it was perfect.
Oh, I love the nature of podcasts being that you can do that you can save these ones that you're like, I know I will need this in the future, and you can put it in a special playlist or bookmarked or however you keep them stored to be able to go back to it and return to it. And like the nature of it being an RSS feed means that it pretty much always exists as long as the domain and the file hosting and all of that technical side exists. And having a podcast with those friends that can hang out in your ears to just uplift your day is so wonderful to have that one that you know you can go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right. So now we're here. Time for the big money question. I want to know what your favorite podcast is and why you love it so much. And yes, you may have more than one.
Well, I've actually have said it. I think it's got to be the Gold Digger one because it's the one that I have listened to the most and that I actually seek out. And that's because of its practical suggestions. I just love the way that she has great guests, and it's all to do with entrepreneurship and, ways of parlaying content. And yeah, so sorry, I've got another one. That would be my one, the Gold Digger one. Sorry.
Hey, no, don't apologize.
As I
you know,
said, I'm
you
an
like what you like.
Person. And what I do in my ears is mostly audiobooks.
Which is totally fine, completely valid. There is nothing wrong with that. I have no requirement of, oh, I'm sorry, you must mention at least 5 podcasts to be on my show.
I mean, there's a few more there's a few more I like. There's one called Unlikable Female Characters, which is hilarious. One of the authors that I interviewed on the Art and Fiction podcast is a woman called Lane Fargo, who wrote a novel called Temper that's set in the theater. And actually, it's all about Macbeth, so you'd probably enjoy that, Melissa. But it's a thriller. And she has this podcast called Unlikable Female Characters. And it's like what you think about all these characters that really aren't very likable. But it's a very feminist, a proto-feminist podcast. It's a lot of fun. She and a few other hosts do that one. So that's a good one, too.
Love it. Good. Thank you. See, there you go. All I had to do was, imply that there was a requirement, and I knew you could come up with another one. All right, Melissa, give me your favorites.
Okay, well, that one sounds amazing. So now I have to add that to my list too.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds it. And my list is way too long. I've had to cut it extremely a lot because I'm also part of a network. So all the guys on the network, I say guys because I think there's 2 or 3 female-led podcasts. And that's another reason why, Carol, I really want to download the one you just mentioned, because I do really feel like there need to be a lot more female-led podcasts out there. A lot of the ones that I have on my, every time they drop a new episode, it downloads automatically, are female-led because there's so few and far between, I feel like. So...
Oh, are they real? Oh, are there? I didn't actually know that. Yeah, no, this one you would enjoy. Yeah, they're all novelists.
Oh, definitely.
All the women that talk.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing too.
Yeah, they're great.
I've noticed of the communities that I've joined in the past couple of years, and like I said, in the network I'm in, they put out amazing content. Don't get me wrong, but it's a very male-centric hobby, it seems like.
Well, let me introduce you to the Lady Pod Squad.
Yeah, I'm part of them.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Yeah, Lady Pod Squad is all female podcasters. And
yes, they are amazing. There's so many good, oh my God, there's so many good shows I can go on about the Lady Pod Squad. But yes, I'm a part of that group. Oh my God, feminists without mystique. Whining about Herstory. Like, they have so yes. many good shows that I love.
Oh wow, how do you get in on that? Like, what do you mean you're part of that group?
Well, so when I first started out, I met a lot of other indie podcasters, and some of them were just communities. There's only actual one network that I'm in, which is more of a concrete kind of, they have a website and they're, you promote each other like that. But then other ones are just communities of, now we've all gotten to be friends and we'll just promote each other's shows. So like on Twitter, I will always use the hashtag LadyPodSquad for my show. And then if you click on that hashtag, you'll see all the other podcasts in the Lady Pod Squad, because we'll retweet each other or we've guested on each other's shows, different things like that.
Because I'd love to get, I have not done that at all. I mean, because I'm only in my second season. But that's really great, because that's something I need to do as part, going forward, is now starting to reach out to other podcasters and promoting. It's, cool. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Twitter's a great way to do that. Instagram is getting really big with promoting podcasts too. And I know they use the hashtags too. So Lady Pod Squad is amazing. I'm actually part of the No Phony Podcast Network, which is nophonynetwork.com. And they have a bunch of great shows too. I'm trying to think. Out of my many, 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 many favorites, I'm trying to narrow it down to like two or three. There's a show in the Lady Pod Squad and on No Phony Podcast Network that's called Two Girls on a Bench. It's two girls in California, and they're not girls anymore. They're, a little bit older than me, but they've been best friends now for 20 years. They're both writers. They're both just, they have families. They're integrated in each other's lives, and they will go on their show and they'll talk about writing, but they'll also talk about snacks or like how they procrastinated writing and they're hysterical. And again, they remind that casual conversational style. It reminds me of my friends and I. So they always, every time their new show pops up on my feed, it just makes me happy. There's a great show with three guys called The Real Feels Podcast, but it's real, like R-E-E-L. And they're a movie podcast, but they delve deep. I mean, these boys know what they're talking about. They know about the direction and the effects and the sound and the music. But they produce a really, really funny show, too. And they have trivia and stuff like that. And they're just a good time. I could go on, but I'll be here all day.
That's so great, though. I love... The hard part about this show is that I always come off with more shows to add to my queue, which is a terrible problem to have, but also wonderful. And that's kind of why I love, there's so much variety and there's so many options, and discoverability for podcasts isn't super great. Yeah. It's like you have to know specifically what you want to do, as opposed to like scrolling a Netflix feed. And so being able to have people come on and talk about shows that they love means that it's easier for other people to find and discover new shows. And that just really, really makes me super happy. So thank you both for sharing, especially, I mean, I knew you could pull something out, Carol. I knew you could help us out.
I've got another one. I'll give you one more. Now I'm inspired, because this also came out of my own podcast. A writer named Vaseem Khan, who is in the UK, and he writes this fabulous series of novels about a detective who has a baby elephant as his sidekick. They're called the Baby Ganesh Detective Agency. Anyway, he's awesome. But he has a podcast called The Red Hot Chili Writers. And they're six.
Nice. Oh my goodness.
I know. Is that cute? It's six UK, British, Asian writers. So mostly they're of East Indian descent. And they talk about books and writing. And one of their mothers is always on there talking about food. And it's funny, but they also have really good guests. And, they talk a lot about creative arts, pop culture, et cetera. So that's a good one. The Red Hot Chili Writers. And it's British. And I like anything British.
So fun. See, I love it. I love it. All right. So it is now time for the bonus question. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And I would also love to hear your answers to my bonus questions. So please tweet with the hashtag FIYEANSWER to share your answers to my questions. Now, this episode's question is going to take some time, effort, and energy to think about. So go ahead and feel free to take a moment to breathe before you answer. So you are a giant mega monster in one of those movies. What kind of monster are you, and which city would you choose to rampage?
Sorry. I love that question.
That's a very, very good question. A giant mega monster. Okay, I don't want to be anything normal.
Like Godzilla or King Kong.
Okay, I happened to be looking up at a painting that was done in Australia of two chameleons. It's an Aboriginal painting. So I'm going to be a giant chameleon that attacks Vancouver because that's my hometown.
I love it. I mean, not if I was living in Vancouver, I wouldn't love that. But I love the idea of a chameleon being the mega monster because they would blend into the buildings, the mountains, the ocean and stuff. That's so good. Good choice.
Well, it's just because I have the painting in front of me on my wall.
It doesn't matter where the excuse came from. It's a great answer. It's so good. All right. No pressure, Melissa.
I know, really. Jeez. okay. So So the animal came to me right away, but I can't think of the city. And I'm also terrible with geography, so I'm going to have to think about that. But I think... So I have my first tattoo was of a phoenix. So I have a phoenix coming out of the flame on my arm.
Love it.
So I think obviously I would have to become a huge phoenix. But where am I flying over? There's the question. Oh my goodness. I'm trying to do like a map in my head.
I know you probably don't want to do a city that's like surrounded by water.
True.
Or you do, depending on like how much planning for how to get defeated you want to do.
I know it's like
so hard. You could do like Moscow, which is like far from the ocean, so they might have a harder time. They could do like snow or ice, but if you did it in the middle of summer, maybe you'd be okay.
No, that's true. That's actually a good one because it's nice and remote. I was actually thinking that, or like, what was it, like Greenland, the one that's just like super remote.
Yeah, and like, yeah, Greenland would be really good.
Or if you did Iceland, they have tons of volcanoes there. So that could kind of compete with the Phoenix.
That's true. That could be cool.
Yeah, so Reykjavik, which they just had a volcano erupt right near it.
Yeah, isn't that the one that's like super slow moving? And so they have so many people that are going and visiting because it's like a super slow seep. And so they're getting all of these pictures.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And Iceland's awesome. So... Anyway,
yeah.
It's your monster.
Someday we can travel again.
No, that's cool. I like it. That all sounds perfect. And I think I'm part Russian, so I can do all that area. That's all. That's
perfect.
Cool.
Perfect. Both of those are fantastic answers. I can't wait for the movie to come out. Stay tuned for summer 2034.
Yeah, seriously.
All that's left now is to thank you for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Carol at Carol Cram and Melissa at Brooke Reading Pod, and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much, and I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.